Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, let's do this. At this time on a Thursday morning, let's go around the horn with Jack Morris, sponsored by Old National Bank. Jack joins me this morning here. Jack, I've said this more than once, and we've heard it a number of times. One of the saddest days in sports is the day after the All-Star game. There's just not a lot going on. That was a very busy time for you, though, with your All-Star. It wasn't always a break for you. You started at least three times, right?
Yeah, I was in five of them, and obviously it was a fun time for all of us to get a chance to participate in that game. But trust me, every player in baseball appreciates today. It's a travel day. They're getting back, and they're trying to get the one-day rest for those guys who did go to the game.
Yeah, but for the others, is this a chance to, if you weren't a part of the All-Star festivities, is this a chance to kind of heal and get back on track again, or just sort of rest your mind and your body at the same time?
Yeah, it's much needed. A little past halfway through the season, it's a chance to restart and just be with family again, and remember that you got stuff to do at home. You know, those are the kind of things that every player wants to do at this time of year.
Yeah, I suppose it could become honeydew days if you had a list there in front of you, something like that. It's like, hey, this is my day off. Let's talk about this now for the Twins coming up in the second half. It's expected that Odorizzi will be a part of the action. He had that blister on his finger. Was that something that occurred with you ever, the way you snapped the ball out of your hands?
No, I never had blisters. I cut my thumb a few times because my fingernails would slice through when I threw my forkball. But, you know, those are things that happen to some guys. You know, some guys have a little, probably less ability to create calluses, and therefore their fingers with the friction creates blisters. But, you know, it's not a lot you can do about it. You hope that, and I think humidity, heat and humidity have more to do than anything else. When it's cooler out and less humid, for whatever reason, those things don't occur as much.
The Twins are off yet again today, but then they'll restart the season this weekend at Cleveland. Cleveland had three players in the All-Star game, including Bieber, who won the MVP award. They've got a certain bounce in their steps right now after having a pretty great run in June to gain some ground on the Twins. Are the Twins capable of stopping that run?
Well, I definitely think they are. You know, the Twins probably played the mediocre ball that every team goes through for a period of time. They played exceptionally well the first couple months and kind of just came back into reality. But I think they have that big run left in them. And I think Cleveland probably went through their best run and gained five games almost, four and a half games in the standings during the month of June. So, you know, it's another time for the Twins to kind of restart, and hopefully if they take care of Cleveland, that'll propel them into another good run.
Former skipper Paul Molitor was on the radio on WCCO yesterday. He said it's probably a good idea for the Twins to get that push from Cleveland. Does it kind of serve as a wake-up call when you see something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know that you never can get kind of complacent in baseball, that every game is meaningful, and that any time you play mediocre baseball, somebody reminds you that, hey, we're better than you are. And, you know, Cleveland's still a good team. They've been a great team. They've lost some key pitchers in their rotation, but they're still a good team. But I think the Twins have shown over the last couple of years that they can play with Cleveland and actually take care of them. They're as every bit as good And we'll see what happens here in the next three games in Cleveland.
Yeah, you're going to be a part of that, I know, on FSN. We'll look forward to catching you there, but also just to watching the Twins get back in action, hearing them here on WCCO Radio. So hopefully it all comes together. And what did you do anything? Do you take a break, or do you realize you're in a break for the All-Star game? Because I know you're doing a lot of baseball, you know, color commentary and such. So is this a break for you?
Yeah, I had actually a little over a week off, which is really healthy for an old guy. You know, it refreshes me just like all the players. You know, we need a mental break, and I'm anxious to get back at it. You know, we got an exciting second half to coming up, and you know, postseason is within the Twins' grasp, so that's always exciting.
Last question for you here before I let you go. I want to get your take on this because I wonder, you know, how you feel about the way that Rocco Baldelli and the company are limiting the pitchers to about 100 pitches per outing. Will that become more beneficial in September, hopefully in October?
It's all yet to be seen, I guess. I giggle inside 100 pitches. That was a good start. You know? But you know, that's just a game today. And you've got to embrace the changes because if you don't, you're just a dinosaur. Baseball's changed in so many ways from a couple decades ago, and it's probably going to change a lot in the near future. So it is what it is. I think guys should be healthy. There shouldn't be any excuses because innings and pitch count has been limited so much.
All right. Hey, well, Jack, always a pleasure to have a chance to visit with you. I appreciate your time this morning here on WCCO. Enjoy the second half of the season, as they say.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.